change me. How can they ever know what's in the heart? I just wanna live from the inside out, not from the outside in. I wanna show the world Jesus and let him come through from the inside out. I just wanna live from the inside out. Refreshing, he's constantly working. He brings me alive with his warm and gentle ways. But on the outside, do I always reflect it? Do I let the world know and never forget who is living? I wanna show the world Jesus and let him come through from the inside out. I just wanna live from the inside out. Whoa, whoa, from the inside out, not from the outside in. I wanna show the world Jesus and let him come through from the inside out. I just wanna live from the inside out.
Well, good morning, and you're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO. Our last day of prayer and praise today.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, amen. And we have been reading from the Psalm this morning, praying. Do you have prayer requests? Well, we have some needs. I have a friend of mine came by yesterday, has a friend of his. He took him down to the hospital, has some cancer problems, wanting prayer for that. And we're going to pray about that this morning. He said, sometime tomorrow, pray. So this is a good time to to do that. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I lift up Arnold's friend with cancer. Lord, you know the need that's there. I pray, Father God, that you'd touch him. He's a pastor. He's labored for you for many, many years. And we lift him up to you today in prayer. The colon cancer, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would take charge of that as kind of metastasize into his body, and we just pray, Lord, that you'd bring healing and health to him today. Father, touch our pastor friend, touch our fellow laborer, and deliver him from that cancer today. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen.
And amen. And if you have prayer requests today, we just pray that you would pick up that phone and call.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
First, I'd like to thank you for last week. We had a prayer request for my sister, Sarah. Mm-hmm. We had a flea market for her. Remember I told you about that event at Church on the Rock. And She's suffering from stage 3 cancer, and we're praying for her. And again, we're going to be doing it Saturday, tomorrow, at mm-hmm. the church again, Church on the Rock in Port St. Lucie. And we just lift her up, Lord. We know that you are guiding her and comforting her mm-hmm. and her whole family, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to get the word out, to have people open their hearts to come and just be part of the event for her, Lord Jesus. And we thank you also that you have given us CNO, God, that we can do this. And you have a calendar that we can let people know what's happening in our church community. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we pray in your holy name that you will heal all who need it today.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, our phone lines are open. We're looking for someone to pick up that phone, get things rolling here this morning at 888-221-8998. Remember this, today is our final day of prayer and praise. We truly do need to stir the fires this morning, get things burning, get the phone lines ringing, the calls coming in. Your gift, whatever your gift might be, is very, very precious to us.
Yes, it is.
888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Call, make your pledge. We'll put that letter in the mail. You can send it back when you can, but call it in today so that we can count it toward our fundraising efforts here on the air. 888-221-8990. And our local number?
772-221-1100.
Is the number to call locally, and we have a website, wcno.com.
Bye.
Well, we want to thank Leroy from Port St. Lucie calling in with a gift of $60. We thank you so much, Leroy, for that. And Dwayne from Port St. Lucie also giving a one-time gift of $30. And so we're very grateful.
Bless you, brothers.
Thank you for that. Here's our station ID. Let's listen.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Well, welcome back to WCNO. We're in prayer and praise right now. And if you'd like to join us, give us a call, 888-221-8990. That's toll free. Give us a call.
Toll free. All you have to do is call and get in your pledge today. We'll add it to our totals. And again, Dwayne from Port St. Lucie and Leroy from Port St. Lucie giving here this morning. And Leroy had a gift here of $60, but he also has a prayer for missionaries.
That's right.
Going
into prisons and jails.
Prisons and jails, and praying for the inmates. The
and
guards.
For the guards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, Heavenly Father, we pray for those involved in jail ministry and prison ministry today. We ask, Father God, that you watch over them and give them safety as they go into the jails and the prisons to minister the Word of God. We pray that those inmates there, Father, that they would hear and understand those messages that are delivered, that they might turn their hearts toward Jesus Christ. Bless those that work in the prison system today, Lord, the guards and those that are there, that you'd watch over them, keep them safe in their jobs. Lord, amen. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Many years ago when I was in North Florida, I worked at the Lake Butler Regional Medical Center. That's where, you know, a lot of the folks come in and get processed into the state prison system. And I worked there for a while. I also worked at the North Florida Evaluation and Treatment Center in Gainesville, which was not really classified as a prison. It was a medical facility, but you had to be, you know, kind of incarcerated to end up there. And, you know, there's a lot that goes on in the way of ministry from people that come in sharing the gospel, ministering to people, and it does make a difference.
Yes, it really does.
And you know, you think about all those people that you know, one pastor said, well, I said I enjoy prison ministry. He says, I have a captive audience.
yeah that's right.
Yeah. and they're quite appreciative. Years ago I played with a band called Malo, which is Malo Santana, Carlos Santana's brother, had his own band. We went into Rikers Island, and just to get, you know, we had to